Time to get back to our chat with Tom from Hillside in Munising, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, can we switch over and talk about some other things? I guess I'd like to start with what you're hearing or seeing yourself for bird numbers this year. I will tell you this, the one thing that we are hearing is you got to get away from the Lake Superior to even see appreciable numbers of birds. What are you seeing?
You've got to find dense hardwood on the edge of some hemlock, some swamp areas, anything in the tamarack hemlock areas, you'll see some birds. But I'm telling you right now, compared to what I've seen before, the bird numbers are absolutely down.
Interesting.
You just got to work a little harder for it.
So you're speaking specifically of ruff grouse. What about woodcock? Have you seen any or heard anything about woodcock?
I'm not seeing much movement on it right now. And admittedly, that's not something that I go out and I'm too keen on. But, you know, I always pick up the woodcock when they take off and we're out cruising the roads. You know, woodcock are funny. You'll always see them. They'll stay right in front of you on a two-track for 150 yards just flying in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen none of it, and I've put a lot of miles on in the last couple of weeks.
I know you spend a lot of time in the woods yourself.
So. That's where I go to get away from all of the stress of the party store.
Well, how about bear hunters? Have you heard anything from bear hunters?
Bear hunters are doing phenomenal. I'm seeing big, big animals bagged this year. You know, some of my family has done really well. My cousin, she got a 409-pound bear. It was just absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool.
That's an excellent bear. Now, is that in Alger County?
Eastern, I believe.
Okay.
Area.
Okay.
And they all know, you know, you know how bear hunters are. They've got their territories down, and they sort of, they've got their own democracy amongst themselves, so I'm not too concerned about saying where they're getting their bear at, but they're doing well. The teams are doing really well this year.
Well, with the warmer weather, it kind of hampered the activity a little bit, but people were reporting seeing a lot of bears, and just recently we're starting to hear more about, you know, instead of just the last 15 minutes of hunting light, they're seeing bears now an hour before dark, which is a good thing.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good season for it. Nice warm summer, extended summer.
So last thing I wanted to check on was the salmon inside Munising Bay. Are you hearing anything?
Nothing yet. Lake trout is still hot and heavy out a little deeper water. Salmon is really, I mean, if people are catching them, they're right on the forefront of it. I know it's down south in Lake Michigan. We're hearing reports of salmon running, but we're always a couple, 3 weeks behind that. Some guys nailing some trying for splake and some steelhead at the docks, but the catching is pretty slow.
And you're still carrying live bait?
Yeah, I got crawlers and worms right now. You know, we've run into a little snafu with our water supply on our minnows that I'm trying to sort through so that I don't kill off the live bait with the city water.
Oh, okay. So. Gotcha. Well, Tom, I appreciate your time. We'd like to, you know, catch back up with you maybe late next week, if you don't mind.
Sounds good, man. Just give me a call.
Appreciate your time. Take care.
All right. See ya.
Tom from Hillside and Munising, filling us in on everything going on right now in Alger County. That was a good report. Thanks for tuning in today to The Outdoor Show.